Hey guys, and welcome to Talking Up the Bible. I'm your host, Jack Roth. Now, let's get into John 4 and talk about how Jesus is the living water. Alright, so we're going to start here in John 4, and I'm going to start with verse 7. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water?" Alright, so let's back up real quick and look at verse 10. Jesus tells her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. You know, isn't that kind of crazy? Jesus goes to this well and asks this woman for a drink, and then almost expects her to ask him for a drink instead. You know, if I was the woman, I'd be really confused right here. But this woman isn't even fazed and just keeps talking. In verse 12, she says, "Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't be thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." So right there, Jesus says something pretty confusing with the whole telling her that this water that he has, she'll never be thirsty again. You know, that's beyond human understanding, to have water that once you drink it, you'll never be thirsty again. And the woman takes it as literal water and asks him where she can get it. All right, so picking up on verse 16, Jesus says to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you have now is not your husband. What you've just said is quite true." So Jesus kind of just exposes this woman right there. She didn't lie to him when she said she has no husband, but she didn't tell the whole truth either. Of course, she couldn't possibly have expected Jesus to know the whole thing. In verse 19, she changes the subject quickly and says, "Sir, I can see you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." So since she, you know, realizes that he's a prophet, she changes the topic to something religious just to get off the topic of her husband. I find it interesting, Jesus changed the topic from the water to her husband pretty abruptly. You know, it's almost like he used the water just as an excuse to get the woman talking with him. But he'll bring that back later on. So Jesus replies to the woman's religious question. In verse 21, he says, "Woman, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and worshipers must worship in Spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I, the one speaking to you, I am he." So it picks up in verse 27. "Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, 'What do you want?' or 'Why are you talking with her?' Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, 'Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?' They came out of the town and made their way toward him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, 'Rabbi, eat something.' But he said to them, 'I have food to eat that you know nothing about.'" All right, so let's look at the disciples here for a second. You know, they went to get food for Jesus, and when they come back, he doesn't want to eat it. You can see some growth in their characters because they aren't surprised to find him talking to a Samaritan woman. But they're still, you know, learning. They're still confused when he doesn't want to eat the food that they brought back. So the woman, verse 28, leaves her water jar and goes to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?" They came out of the town and made their way toward him. So right here in verse 28 and 29, that's where I feel like the whole metaphor of the living water comes around. The woman's still going to need to drink water, but she almost forgets about her earthly needs when she leaves the water jar behind. Now, by leaving water jar behind, it's like she's symbolizing that she no longer is so concerned with her earthly needs and has found the true life through Jesus. Thank you all for listening. See you next week on Talking Up the Bible.